This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know you've heard me say this before, and this time I'm pretty sure I really mean it. Push is rapidly coming to shove between Greece and those to whom it owes a whole lot of money. The next big deadline is the end of this month. Meetings are being held right and left to see if there is a way to keep Greece in the Eurozone. But what about the Greeks themselves, the ones getting squeezed by austerity budgets for 5 years and dealing with a 25% unemployment rate? 25%. Let me say that again. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in Athens today. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
What's the mood then on the streets? Do they favor the government and its defiance, or are they sick and tired of this whole thing?
Well, both, really. I mean, most certainly do back the government. They see the government as standing up for Greece, for standing up to these foreigners who are trying to push them around. But mostly, as you suggest, weariness is the mood. People are pretty fed up. Christos Mavrou, who's the manager of a furniture retailing firm, told me that the Greeks are sick of all the last-ditch meetings, the crisis talks, the deadlines, living up to the next critical moment.
Till the end of February, till the end of March, till the end of April, till the end of June. So we are tired of the critical moments. We are tired of this. We can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, till the end of February, the end of March, the end of June. So here we are. But membership in the Euro, though, Stephen, is very popular, right? So they want this to be over, but they don't want to be out of the Euro.
That's absolutely right. According to the poll, something like 79% want to stay with the euro, even though it has, many would argue, caused them a great deal of misery.
I saw on TV the other night soup kitchens and soup lines. What evidence of hardship do you see on the actual streets of Athens?
Well, in central Athens, not much evidence at all. I mean, you do see lots of boarded up shops. It's a pretty shabby down at heel city, no doubt about it. But it doesn't feel like a city in crisis. However, Nick Voglis, who runs a small sandwich bar here, says don't be fooled by the relatively relaxed atmosphere. If the European Central Bank pulls the plug and there's a major run on the banks, it'll turn very ugly here fast.
If one person in Greece right now goes to an ATM and tries to remove money and the money doesn't come out, this place will go on fire. It will explode. There's no doubt about that.
Are people lining up the banks? Has there been a bank run or no?
A very long, slow one. The central bank yesterday revealed that something like 30 billion euros, $33 billion has been withdrawn from the Greek banking system since October. Wealthy people have been taking their money out and putting it overseas. The less well-heeled have been taking it out and stuffing it in their mattresses. Mm. So there must be some pretty lumpy mattresses in this country at the moment.
Spitball this for me then, Stephen. If you went out on the street right now and asked 10 people how this was going to end, what would the majority say?
Well, I haven't met anyone yet that really believes the country's going to default and crash out of the euro. All the people that I've spoken to think that the government's going to blink at the 11th hour. It'll sign the bailout deal and the country will stumble on until the next crisis. But there is nevertheless always that lurking suspicion, that lurking fear of a miscalculation, of a mistake, of a Grexit by accident, or as they're calling it now, Graxit.
Graxit, yeah, I saw that the other day. Stephen Beard in Athens for us. Feature stories coming from Stephen on the air next week. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.